on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello, thank you for inviting me to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning in the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might present the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been doing this for many years, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for each day. I've had a rough time this week, but if God be for me, there is no power that will ever stand against me. I believe that I'm in God's hands, and God is in control of this broadcast, so I'm praying that today that God will use it mightily for you, that you might be uplifted by the power of Almighty God. Well, I thank you. No more to be said about that. But anyhow, let's get right into our broadcast this morning by doing this beautiful song here. And it says, sin will take you farther than you ever want to go.
As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartbreak that a sinner must pay. But God, in His goodness, had let me return to share with the children the lesson I learned. Sin took control, leaving me dying with nothing to show. Gone were my loved ones and my dearest of friends. Only a Savior would love me again.
A mountain, a trial of stone. Down in the valley, I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Eagles, and I fall in low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst. discover the gods everywhere.
There. I love that song. I love to hear her sing. And I just, it's hard to believe that she's gone, but her reward is in heaven now. She's singing with heaven's choir. But anyhow, her music here is very good. I know a lot of people that love her music, and I love to play it. I hope that you enjoy it as much as I enjoy playing it for you. So we're going to go to, me and her is going to go together here and do this song. It says, I'll meet you in the morning. With God forever. I'm looking forward to that time. I'm in no hurry now. I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to go until God gets ready for me. But when I go to, be with her and to be with him, I'll tell you, it'll be a happy day. So I want to do this recitation for you here before I preach to you this morning. It says, if I knew.
If I knew that it would be the last time that I'd ever see you fall asleep, I'd tuck you in more tightly. I'd pray the Lord your soul would keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a big old hug and a kiss, and I'd call you back for more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would video the tape each action and words so I could play them back each day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute, I'd stop and say I love you instead of assuming that you would just know that. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more. So can I just for this one time let it slip? For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for our oversight. And we always get the second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day, I say, I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. And I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not just a promise to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret that you didn't do it today. That you didn't take that extra time for just a smile, a hug, or a kiss. Because you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their very last wish. So hold your loved ones each close, very close today. And whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them. And you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, or, oh, it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll never have regretted that you did that today.
I hope you enjoyed that. I love that recitation. That was my good friend up in Lewisburg doing the piano work on that. And he sent me that song and told me, said, Tommy, put some words with this song, and he wrote it especially for me, and it's called Jesus. It's just plain Jesus, but I never could put any words with it, but I did do that recitation with it, and I think it works very good. So I want to remember all my friends today. I haven't mentioned any names, but anyhow, I love you. I appreciate you. Without you, I could not go on. So that says a whole lot, and I hope you are enjoying the broadcast as much as I am doing it for you.
2 Timothy, Paul is speaking to the young man, which he called many times son, and he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. You know, a lot of folks have got the wrong concept about the preacher. A lot of folks think the preacher, all he is, all he's called for is to marry, to bury, and to visit. But they don't realize that when you are called to preach the gospel, that is the highest calling that you can receive. You notice here that Paul is saying, it's not I that called you. He said, I charge thee therefore before God. I'm going to have to give an account to God. Every word, every deed, every message that I do, I'm going to have to give an account for it. The Bible said if we see the wicked sin and fail to tell them, then their blood will be required at our hand. You see, the Bible teaches that the prophet was not liked in his day because he was called of God. He was called of God, given a message of God, and it was a message that was to warn the people. So the preacher today, you take him too lightly. Maybe you look at him as just a man. He is just a man, but always remember, he is called by the divine providence
voice of God. God has laid his hand upon him and give him a message that he might go for it and tell the people. But notice that the Bible said the message must be that he will judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We are more unconcerned today than we ever have been in the history of mankind. One of the biggest downfalls of the preacher is preaching the gospel today to ears that seem to be stopped. People today do not want to hear the gospel. I've made the statement so many times, it's dead preachers preaching dead sermons to dead congregations. And then we think about the burnout people. People are burnt out. They've heard the gospel. They've heard it preached and preached, but the Bible said, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were. And today, the preacher is called to preach the Word of God. Preach the Word, Paul said, be instant in season and out of season. And today, there is nothing any greater than the Word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces and cuts coming and going. It takes us away from our sins and brings us close to God. The Word of God is more powerful than anything that I've ever spoke in my vocabulary is to speak the Word of God, because God speaks through man. He speaks to the heart of man. He speaks to the soul of man, and tells him to preach the Word of God, the good news of the kingdom. Every choir should be singing it. Every preacher should be preaching it. Every church should be programmed to preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I mean to know nothing among you except Jesus and him crucified. That is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said to reprove and to rebuke with all longsuffering, and to exhort in the Word of God. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And that day is here today. Men want to live for God. They want to go to heaven, but they want to live their way. They want to be very religious, but they don't want to be converted. Oh, they belong to God through religion, but they don't belong to God through salvation. You see, you can belong to the church, but never belong to God. You can have a member of a church and never be a member of the family of God. And that day is upon us today. Men no longer want to hear the sound gospel of Jesus Christ. I've had so many people to say to me, boy, you were really wound up this Sunday. And one lady particularly said, do you have to spit it out so fast and so loud? Friends, listen, we've got to do it the way that God calls us. God called us to rebuke and reprove and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The Bible is the doctrine, the doctor of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. That is the entire message of the Bible, telling about Jesus coming, Jesus dying, and Jesus resurrecting. And Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. So today, men do not want to live under the sound doctrines of the cross. I love the gospel. I love the doctrines of Christ. The doctrines of Christ will not hurt you. They will help you. The commandments of God, they are to help you. They're not grievous upon us. God does not put them upon us as a yoke. God puts them upon us that we may learn of him, that we may walk in his statutes and keep his commandments. But after that, they will walk after their own lust, and they shall heap to themselves teachers. And today, men are lusting for many different things. They're lusting for power. They're lusting for greed and money and many different things. But today, our hearts should be fashioned and focused upon God. They shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And today, it's just like that. We don't want you to preach the gospel. We just want you to bury and to marry and to baptize. Other than that, we'll live our own life. They do not want to hear the sound gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Be careful, very careful today, because Paul, time and time again, he says that we must endure as good soldiers. And today it's hard in this day and time to stand for Christ. There is so many things going on, and there's so much that's happening, and it takes our mind and our heart away from the thing that God is really calling us to. But God is calling us to a life of dedication. God is calling us to a heart that needs to be sound and a soul that needs to be fashioned after the cross of Jesus Christ. So Paul says to Timothy, I charge thee therefore before God. We're going to stand before God one day, and we'll have to give an account of every deed done in this body, everything, every word that we've said, every word that we've spoken. It is written in heaven, and the Bible said the books shall be open, and brother, our name must be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You remember the old song I used to sing several years back, please search the book again. I went to church on Sunday, but I never knelt to pray. Sir, the Bible said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I'd rather confess Christ now than to stand in the judgment without a case to be defended by the cross of Calvary. You see, Jesus stands there for me. My sins have been forgiven. He has paid the price that I could not pay. He gave his life that I could have life and have it more abundantly. I want to preach the gospel in this coming year. I want to preach it in season, out of season. I don't want to wet it down or wash it down. I want to preach it like it is, with reproof and exhorting to you and reproving you and telling you, don't turn your ear away from the gospel, because it is more powerful than any two-edged sword. Because the Bible said it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
understand it. I just have to hold to his hand, and he will make it all real one day. I don't need to know it all. Had a lady one time that wrote me a letter, and she said, could you explain this? Could you explain that and all that stuff? And I prayed about it, and I said, you know, Lord, I've got to give this lady an answer because she is looking for an answer, and she wanted me to explain this, explain that. I prayed about it all week long, and then I thought, I said, well, Lord, I've got to give her an answer back. So I wrote her a letter, and I told her, I said, God didn't call me to explain it. I said, I don't know all there is to know about it. I'm a preacher of the gospel, but that doesn't mean I know it all. And I said, but he did call me to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I hope today that we have proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. Father, we bring our unsaid honest to you. I know that there's much grief, there's much pain, there's much heartache out there in our land today. But God, if you be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. You're the all-omnipotent, all-powerful God. You see it all. You know it all. You know where we're hurting. You know the pain that we feel. And Lord, you have suffered with us. Your Son suffered upon a cross that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So today, we thank you for that. We pray that you will bind up the brokenhearted. Bring back those families, God, who have gone astray and people who have turned their back. That's all you need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbors, time for me to leave dinner. I've got to go. I appreciate you all. I didn't call any names today, but listen, you know that I love you. We've been on this radio ministry since 86. That's a long, long time. I know a lot of you have bared with me and stayed with me as long as you continue to help me and hold my hands up high and help me to pay the bills. We will continue this ministry for you, okay? Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Let your love shine through me in the night.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Let your word speak through me. Show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Let your stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of